music playing from local bands we know on Reverb Radio. It's Pete Jones Radio Show. It's live on air. It's live on air. It's Pete Jones Radio Show.
We have in the studio not only Ollie Spleen, yeah, I know, but the entire band that is the Smith Manthers. Now that, to you, my friends, is Charlie, Andy and Ben. Yeah. Welcome. How are you guys?
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, I think. It's Ben's birthday. He's 100.
Oh, not 100. Again. Ben, you had a birthday last year. What's going on, man? What's going on? Well, I'm looking at you now. You look very young, very fit, rather agile, and can I say virile? Are you coming up to 57? Because that's the kind of age you look. You look all of those things. Were you born in 68?
I was born in 68.
Yeah, you see, now, I thought so. There was a glitch with that year, because anyone who's born in that year is just utterly gorgeous, and you fit the bill. I can't remember what year I was born in, but 68 looks good. Looks good. If you can look good as this. So Ollie, have you bought him a drink?
Oh yeah, I bought him lots of drinks. He's got a 4-pack over there, and
he's got a 6-pack there. Hey! Oh! Come on!
I apologize. You like a drink, don't you, Ben?
What kind of tipple does he like?
Well, you like a Scotch.
He's
Scottish.
Okay. What's your favourite whiskey, Ben, off mic?
Boonahaven.
A Bugahooja?
A Booba.
I think he said Bungaroosh.
Boonahaven.
I don't know. Anyway, I'm just glad we asked. Ollie, what's going on, man? Because you've got a gig.
Yeah, we're playing Folklore Rooms Brighton on April the 5th.
I don't know that date.
Which is Saturday.
Yeah, so folks, if you can't, stomach the high sides, we're now on the Smiths Manthers.
I feel really bad that we're actually up against them.
I love it. It's so funny,
because they seem like such lovely people, and I don't want to have to
destroy them. You say that now, but you've got war in your eyes. Yeah. You fight to the kill here. It is Battle of the Bands Extremo. You've just handed me 3 beautiful-looking albums, by the way. Awesome.
Yeah, I remember sending a lot under lockdown. I was very lucky to actually have these albums finished before 2020.
Yeah.
2019 was Gaslight Illuminations. I had Night Sweats and Fever Dreams, which is the AIDS-themed album. I remember coming here for HIV Radio Hour.
Yeah.
And that was ready for 2020, which was quite apt under the shadow of another epidemic.
Ridiculous. Yes, excuse you.
Sorry, I do have a cough.
Well, no, I'm glad you didn't do it.
It's not the AIDS.
I'm glad you didn't do it in the mic. That's fine. What?
And and then the most recent album of mine is Still Life, which also echoes the kind of sense of everything that we went through during those years under lockdown, this sense of fragility of existence, and it kind of covers like global issues as well as kind of personal grief and loss and all of that stuff.
Tell me about this project.
This is Smith Manthers, named after we wanted a name for the band. Ben has moved to St. Leonard's, where I've been spent a lot of time because my partner Merlin lives there, and Ben and I formed The Flesh Happening back in
2003.
Did
you get PR advice on that name?
No, it was probably a bad idea. I think we kind of set ourselves too much of a kind of like every gig has to be like a happening. So but it got a bit.
Hey,
mucky,
listen, happenings are good,
say.
Man.
Come yeah, on,
you know,
well,
this is like, you know, like a New York happening or something, like Manhattan, you know.
And Ben's moved to St. Leonard's now, which is where I was born. And then we met Andy there. And Charlie used to perform with the Flesh Happening as a conjoined twin. We used to strap our friend Megan to her hip and she used to toss flowers.
Now, that's a show. That's a show. Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds beautiful. Was that all in St. Leonard's? I knew it.
No, that was all in Brighton.
Okay, fair enough.
But I've returned to St. Leonard's, and my sister lives there. And when she was a two-year-old, her alter ego was Mrs. Smithmantha. And we wanted to have this kind of family vibe for the band. So we took the name that my sister's imaginary alter ego, Mrs. Smithmantha.
So how does it change for you, being with the band as opposed to being Ollie Spleen?
Well, it's always a collaboration. Everything is a collaboration. But when I do the Ollie Spleen albums, I'm partly taking the role of a producer and deciding who would work for any given track. Whereas with us as a band, we again, it's a very collaborative process. We discuss what tracks we feel would work, and we've written some original ones from scratch.
So,
when
you say we, is that so? Do you come with any ideas, or is it literally in the mix? Everyone together writes.
Well, I think some of them I've written for piano with Charlie. Charlie's contributed a song, Gooseberry Fool. And I have all of the Flesh Happening back catalogue, which we were kind of relying on in our first year. But, you know, we've got some of the songs from the recent Ollie Spleen albums. We've written some from scratch, Mrs. Smithmantha, Gooseberry Fool, and... so it's always, I think, you know, to not fall into a formula and to not do things the same every time. Keeps it fresh.
Did you know that Mark Johnson of this parish was also born in St. Leonard's? I mean, it's just insane. Isn't it incredible? He also likes whiskey. I mean, this is ridiculous.
This is too much of a coincidence.
Although he likes Jameson's. Is that a good thing? Jameson's? Is that a... Ben on
is... Is that the Irish one? Oh, I like that one, actually. Yeah. Sorry. I mean, I'm not too picky when it comes to...
He just says smooth when it is smooth. Yeah. Folks, would you like to put something out there, like livey? Because you do look like you've prepared and you brought in some things, well, almost instruments. Would you like to play them?
So we're probably going to start with a song that goes back to the early days of the Flesh Happening. I'm sorry, I'm a little horse, a little donkey on the dusty road.
Yes. Not a unicorn.
But maybe.
Well,
so I'm going to have a lozenge, so apologies for the lozenge.
Never apologise for a lozenge.
But we're going to start with a song that Ben and I first brought into fruition back in 2003.
Yeah, 20 years ago.
And it's based on childhood night terrors. And
it's
called Just a Dream.
Just a Dream. And can you sing with a lozenge in your mouth?
I don't know if I should. Mishkin, who produced my last album, who's playing with us on Saturday... always tells me to take the lozenges out before I do a vocal track.
Yeah, it's like a mouthful of marble.
Because you end up with a bit of a...
Nom, 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 nom. It's up to you, man. I mean, you know, you're the star.
I have coconut water as well, which has potassium. So I'll have a swig of that and see how things go.
Wow. So no kefir here. We keep getting kefir updates on from various listeners who are into kefir. Anyone into kefir?
Do not kefir. Kombucha's good.
Kombucha! That was another word. We heard that one this morning.
CBD kombucha is my favourite.
CBD kombucha. I don't know what anyone's saying anymore. Right, okay, listen. Do a song.
Okay, this is Just a Dream. Go back to sleep. It's just a dream. Toothless torn from mother's breast and smashed against the cold concrete. It's just a dream, go back to sleep. Go back to sleep, it's just a dream. Words that every mother said when racked and writhing in your bed and torn apart at every seam. Go back to sleep, it's just a dream. But your dreams don't offer you distraction. The horrors manifest within your mind, adrift on a cold sea of strange abstraction. The torment and the terror intertwine. Go back to sleep, it's just a dream. I wake choked with a cotton breath, my mouth stuck shut with gamma flesh, and nothing remains as it seemed. Go back to sleep, it's just a dream. Go back to sleep, it's just a dream. The words that every mother said when racked and writhing in your bed and torn apart at every seam. Go back to sleep, it's just a dream. But my dreams, they don't offer me distraction. The horrors manifest within my mind, adrift on a cold sea of strange abstraction. Are the torment and the terror intertwined? Go back to sleep, it's just a dream. My ma once uttered by my bed, cut with my fingernails my head. She'd heal my wounds and help me keep my sanity. Go back to sleep, go back to sleep.
Just gorgeous. Are you kidding me? What's going on, man? Great.
My mum can't listen to that one. It's too traumatic. It's literally, it's very autobiographical. As a child, I used to have nightmares and claw my face with my fingernails.
That is traumatic.
And Charlie's just been through a similar thing with her daughter, Josie.
Seriously?
And it's these night terrors that you get as a child. I thought, you know,
crazy.
It's a fairly universal thing to put into a song. I hope.
Yeah.
People will relate.
You can put whatever you want in a song, and you know
we do where possible.
People will relate.
A lot of the songs Ben and I have written, we couldn't play on the radio.
Well, not on this show, anyway. No good. So we've got this gig coming up, as mentioned. What are the other guys doing? So is Mishkin doing her own set, and then the Barbarian Horde doing their own set, and then you guys, or how's it work?
Yeah, Andy's in Barbarian Horde.
What a tart!
And
what a tart!
He says that you've played lots of the.
We have played
stuff
lots
before.
Of them, yeah. And I love a bit of Barbarian Horde. So I'm glad. You see, at least someone's acknowledged it.
I met Andy. I walked into an exhibition in St. Leonard's, and Andy was like, "Oh, you're Ollie Spleen," and then he brings out a cello and starts playing in a trio of string instruments, mimicking cat noises. And I thought, I went up to him and said, "Do you want to be in a band?"
Yeah,
it was a
match made in heaven.
Yeah.
A match made in heaven. So what's the deal? If people come to the Folklore Rooms, A, how do they get tickets?
Well, if you get the tickets online, if you go to Ollie Spleen, Oli Spleen, yeah, on Instagram, or look on any of my social media pages, the link is on my page, which gets you 20% off. We're taking the booking fee, so that's £8 instead of £10 at the door.
But what does that mean? You're taking the booking. What does that mean? You're covering it, or you're?
We only get like £6.50 for the £8 because. But that's fine.
Liz Truss involved in this deal?
Well, we just thought, you know, there's no point in offering a cheaper ticket and then they have to pay £1.50 on top of that.
But, yeah, no,
because
fair enough.
They may as well just come at the door.
Also, you're gorgeous, and that's lovely.
Aww.
Lovely message in from Simon Hill saying, loving Ollie Spleen, brackets, of course. So that's nice. Anyone else out there? 07.
Love you, whoever you are. Simon Hill sounds familiar.
547336. Andy says, a bit of politics. Yeah.
And Simon Hill, was he drummer in Spleen? Wait, I forget his
Simon Hill.
Sorry, I should know. No, I think it's he's a Simon.
So how's it going? What's the deal on the night? In terms of lineup and order,
doors 7:30. Yep. First band on at 8, which will be Barbarian Horde, right?
Yeah, we'll be first.
Woo!
Second band on at 9, which will be Mishkin, and I think she's doing a solo set.
Gorgeous.
Her
beautiful.
Crimson Veil is excellent. Which, you know, a lot of the Ollie Spleen tracks have all of the musicians in what was Bird Eats Baby, but is now Crimson Veil, which is excellent, excellent band.
Played every single track, probably, over the years. And her solo stuff is great as well.
But mostly it's the same. She's basically got a very tight unit of excellent musicians. But when I work with her, I'll sometimes we'll have a different pianist, sometimes a different violinist, you know, mix things up. And she has said, which I take as a huge compliment from her, that I wouldn't say ear of a producer.
Yes.
But I'm like a producer because I never mastered an instrument unless my voice counts.
I think it does. Would you like to play that instrument now for us? What song would you have in mind?
Are we doing, so we've got three songs, right?
I don't know. Yes, I've been to them.
Charlie and I worked on this song called Gooseberry Fool.
I feel we should introduce the band again now that we've heard you. So Ollie on vocals, which is an instrument. Then we've got Charlie on keyboards, which is looking rather grand over there. Andy on that thing. That's like a double bass, but it's not. It's like a viola. It's like a cello. I'm just letting them know. I mean,
it is
I'm just keeping them guessing. And then we got Ben on that thing, which looks just like a guitar. And that's the band. So what are you going to play?
So we're going to do a song called Gooseberry Fool, which is another one. These last two are ones that haven't been recorded that we've worked out as a band. And this is a food-related song. It's a love song.
Take it away.
For tea, you made a fool of me. I'm the gooseberry or the cream, swallowed up in a daydream. Maybe it's true I loved you more than you could ever care for. Dancing from major to minor, and I would give all the tea in China just to hold you in my arms again. I was so willing and able, devouring the crumbs from your table. But life's not so great without you on my plate. There's a void like the hole in my bagel, and it's making me mentally unstable. You said I made you feel like home, yet here I am, all alone. It's getting dark, the moment's gone. Heat up a ready meal for one. Was it a silly waste of time to think that you could be mine? And who knows to what ends your angry boyfriend would go to keep us apart. You might as well ghost me, the fear that it roast me by driving a stake through my heart. Thank you. not so great without you on my plate. There's a void like the hole in my bagel, and it's making me mentally unstable. I packed a picnic for our brunch. Now it's already after lunch. The salad has begun to wilt. Come lie down upon my quilt. Was it a silly waste of time? This moment will savor, 'cause you really are my favorite flavor, and I am but a hungry fool for you. It's true.
Absolutely brilliant. I'll let Kenny describe. He just says brilliant lyrics and very interesting chords. You see, that's a muso out there. That
well, that's Charlie is a great addition to the band. So we had a little hand in it as well. But
what was that track called again?
That was Gooseberry Fool.
Gooseberry Fool.
And it's the first time we've, I mean, it's certainly the first time it's ever been documented. I must say, I did fluff a line at the end, but I think we got through.
Yeah, we'll get through. It's very Noel Coward-esque. Is that a fair comment?
This is the direction we got. I mean, Ben and I kind of started in punk, but the first band had kind of doo-wop harmonies, so we've always been kind of...
Yeah.
The possibilities have always been there.
There is a sort of a shade and a wink and a nod.
Yeah, but since having Mishkin involved, I've just thought strings are very important.
Beautiful.
And piano.
I mean, that cello looks... just like a cello, and it's stunning. lovely message in from Maureen in Stenning. Says, what a lovely guy. Very moving song along with his voice. Well, thanks. Aww. Thanks for being out there. Isn't that lovely?
Thank you, Maureen.
And this one in... Steph and Loretta from St. Leonard's say...
Oh!
Should we find out what they say first? They absolutely love this band and can't wait to see them on Saturday. Really enjoying the new songs. Shout out to Ben for his birthday. Thank you.
Happy birthday, Ben. I think you might know who those people are.
Thanks, Steph and Loretta, for being out there. Random listeners, obviously. Just stumbling across 97.2 FM on Radio Reverb. Guys, we're banging out of time. Do you want to do another track before we, have to sort of kiss you goodbye?
Well, we really should do our title track, which is the reason.
I mean, this is the only reason we came. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
It's the reason for everything.
Folks, we got Ollie Spleen here, along with, of course, Charlie, Andy, and Ben. Please go to the amazingly beautiful Intimate Folklore Rooms. I was at a gig there last month. It is so stunning. It's on April the 5th. It's right in the heart of Brighton. You can't miss it. You sort of go into a pub and then you get shoved up these little stairs.
Yeah.
Through the quadrant doors and then the folklore rooms. And then you're in your own little space. It's stunning. I love it.
And it's a beautiful setting. It's perfect for spring.
Yeah, it's kind of a smoky a little shades of last century about it. It's beautiful. Love
We like to do a ritual to summon in the new seasons, and this is a perfect time for spring.
There you go. It is. It is absolutely. What are you going to play for us now?
We're going to play Mrs. Smith, Mantha, which is the song dedicated.
Tell us again. So what's the deal
maybe,
with your sister?
Maybe if Ben just plays a few chords, I think the song will explain itself.
Oh, okay. He's playing coy. He's playing coy with us.
So this is a song for my sister, Kate Smith Mantha, and it's for her family, real and imagined. Remember those days long before, when I was 2 and you were 4, all the childish games we'd play to pass the never-ending day. I can't remember everything, it was so long ago. But there was someone special who I think you all should know. This one's for you, Mrs. Smith-Mantha, you've done it once again. Yes, you did good, I knew you could, and you deserve all the acclaim. And here's to you and your daughters, to Dorothy and Jane. Yes, you did good, I knew you would. So there's no need to feel ashamed. But now those childhood days are gone, with both of us past 40. I remember Dorothy was good, but Jane could be quite naughty. And somewhere Mrs. Smith-Mantha has never been forgot. Oh, she lives on in your family till Amelie and Dot. This one's for you, Mrs. Smith-Mantha, you've done it once again. Yes, you did good, I knew you would. You're always there to ease the pain. No, she'd never let her knickers down or shame the family name. Unlike me, I was diseased, and yet I somehow still remain. This one's for you, oh, Mrs. Smith-Mantha, you've done it once again. Yes, you did good, I knew you could, and you deserve all the acclaim. And here's to you, to your daughters, to Dorothy and Jane. Yes, you did good, I knew you could. So there's no need to feel. Mrs. Smith-Mantha, flop-a-bop-a-da-da-scree-ba-ba-da-da-scree, flop-hoo-free-ba-ba-shut-a-plum, scree-squaw-shree-fra, oh, Mrs. Smith-Mantha.
Thank you so much, guys. That was the sound of the Smith-Manthas. And if you want any more of that, get yourselves to the Folklore Rooms this coming Saturday. That is April the 5th, along with a fine lineup. And these guys, who are just stunning, especially Ben, who's looking so good on it. thank you so much, Ollie. You are so...
Oh, it's such a pleasure.
It's an absolute pleasure to see you again. Please keep us posted with all new music when it comes out of the studio. Will you do that? And come back, you know, if you get some new stuff out, come back.
We'd love that. Now you've
got the pitch of the hall, you'll be fine. You'll be absolutely fine. Thank you so, so much.
Radio Reverb, you know where to go. Head on down to the Pete Jones Show.